podcasting from the Instructional Development Center room 2401 of the Student Commons building at Heartland Community College. This is the IDC podcast, episode number 38, for the week of October 1st through the 5th of 2007. If you're looking for assistance or an instructor to bounce ideas off of when it comes to creating short writing assignments or even longer papers, then come into the IDC on Friday, October 5th from 1 to 2 p.m. Assistant Professor of English, Jennifer Swartout, will be hosting the second Writing Across the College workshop for the fall semester, titled Designing Writing Assignments. This workshop is a repeat of the workshop held on September 25th. Jennifer will be available to assist you and discuss with you options for planning, implementing, or assessing writing assignments in your classes. If you're in need of assistance with assigning and assessing writing, join us in the IDC for this workshop. For more information about the Writing Across the College program, contact Assistant Professor of English at Heartland Community College, Jennifer Swartout. You are obviously on the cutting edge since you are listening to the IDC podcast, but do you know how to create a podcast of your own? Join photography instructor John Dada and myself, IDC media technologist Tom Corcoran, for Podcasting 101 in October. Each Friday in October, John Dada and myself will be teaching you how to create your own podcasts in a hands-on workshop. If you want to get into recording your own podcast for classes or personal use, want to be able to tell your students how to podcast, or you just want to see what all the fuss is about with podcasting, stop down to the Workforce Development Center room 2601 from noon to 1:30 on either Friday, October 5th, 12th, 19th, or 26th. The first Podcasting 101 in October will be this week on October 5th. If you wish, bring a short minute or two, or longer, script of narration content you can use to create your own quick podcast. Hope to see you there. Thanks to all who joined us in the book discussion group last week. October's book discussion will be held on the 31st at noon in the IDC. Join HCC librarian Carol Reed for a Halloween edition of the book discussion group as she discusses Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. If you'd like more information on the book discussion groups at Heartland Community College, contact librarian Carol Reed. For more information on the events, resources, podcasts, and materials related to the Instructional Development Center at Heartland Community College, see our website at www.heartland.edu/IDC. And another quick thanks goes out to all who joined us in the IDC last week for the IDC open house. It was great meeting and engaging in ideas with everyone. If you have questions about adding rich media, such as podcasts, video, other audio, screen recordings, or flash-based interactive presentations, feel free to stop into my office, into the Instructional Development Center, or give us a call or email. For questions about the Gradebook Project, contact faculty member and IDC staff member Terry Mullen. In this week's tips and tricks section, I thought I would share some information about MP3s. What exactly are these, and how do they differ from other file types? MP3 files are audio files that use a compression method that gets rid of most of the ranges of sounds the human ear cannot hear anyway. This makes the file sizes smaller than, say, a WAV, WAV file, or an audio interchange file format, an AIFF file. Those two types of audio files are usually not compressed, and so they actually represent a truer version of the actual recorded sound. However, the file sizes of those two types become so large that it wouldn't be practical to save podcasts or music in this format. So to save space and allow for easier delivery on CD or over the internet, people commonly use MP3. The Moving Picture Experts Group is the group that is in charge with the oversight and development of standard audio and video compression methods, hence the file types' names. MP3 stands for MPEG, Motion Picture Experts Group 1, Layer 3, which is the full title of the file extension MP3. Windows Media Audio, or WMA, file types are a direct competitor to the MP3 file type. WMA files are proprietary technology that Microsoft incorporates into their Windows Media Player software and into the Zune, Microsoft's portable audio player, and that uses a compression technique fairly similar to MP3. One of the features about MP3s that make them more attractive as a file type, other than the compression size, is what are known as IDE tags. These tags allow users to embed metadata about the file into the file itself. Usually this data is the title or the episode, the audio track, the artist, the album, a track number, and the genre or type of music such as rock, jazz, country, or gospel. This way, if you create an MP3 and you want to add your name as the author and an album title, you can do that and end users will see on the screen who the author and title is as they play the audio in a player such as Windows Media Player. The next development in audio compression is the MP4, which is the shortened file extension of MPEG-4 Part 14. What makes MP4s so special is that they can carry other information other than the metadata provided by MP3 IDE tags. MP4s can carry still images, subtitles, chapters, and hypertext links along with the audio. So if you're recording a lecture on a topic and you'd like still images to appear on the screen while your audio plays, you can use an MP4 file type to add this information. Commonly, MP4s used in podcasts or other audio files with still images, chapters, and hypertext links are referred to as enhanced podcasts. The file extensions of these enhanced podcasts are either MP4, M4A, or M4B. M4A and MP4 are pretty much the same extensions and can be used interchangeably. M4B adds a feature used on Apple iPods for audiobooks or podcasts. If you're listening to an audiobook, you stop and you listen to some music, you shut down the iPod, and then you come back to the audiobook to play at a later time, audiobooks that have the M4B file extension will remember the spot that you left off and start the audiobook back at that position. MP4s are specific to certain portable audio players like iPods and can be played back using QuickTime or iTunes, but not Windows Media Player. Hopefully this sheds some insight into MP3s and MP4 audio file types. Thanks for listening to this episode of the IDC Podcast. Our podcasts are updated weekly with events happening in and news about the Instructional Development Center at Heartland Community College. Remember, we have complete transcripts and an archive of past podcasts on our website. If you have any questions or in need of assistance with the services we offer in the IDC, check out our contact information on the IDC website at www.heartland.edu/IDC/contact.jsp. That's all for this week. Signing off until next time from the Instructional Development Center. Have a great week.